Okay, we spoke about how the Muslim gets mitchalekt. No, I don't think we started about that. We were just about to start that. Kuf samach beis, I think, yeah. Kamor ken yochum is bain and liroi, he says, apulo is a teva, hamuvutsoyos besoich haguf. The natural functions that take place within the body. Ketzad mitchalek ha-mozin ha-magir l'guf. How the food gets distributed. L'kol chelek v'chelek mimenu. Each portion getting what it needs. V'chochmas Hashem ha-shayire. Ta'ira is elohides. No, we did do this.
We did do this.
Huh? No, we did do this. V'achakach. I think we're on kuf samach gimel. Oh, we did do that, yeah. On kuf samach gimel. V'achakach is boinan. B'tchunos klei ha-kol v'hadibur. Now we can meditate on the vocal cords and the person's ability to speak. Hakana osu cholu k'deishi yishmiya kol. The windpipe, the throat makes an opening, and via that you yara kol haloshen v'sasayim v'shinayim. You have the tongue and the lips and the teeth. Which can express all things we take terribly for granted. Terribly for granted. That's why it's hard to think about these things, because as he's going to explain later, we've been living them since we were born. And you take it for granted. How do I speak? It's quite miraculous. Take out a guy's teeth. Can't speak. You have never tongue. Can't speak. All the lips, every part of a person is, you know, the dentist, and you get one of these things and your lips up here or whatever, suddenly you don't know how to talk. What happened? Ah. Umeavorim eliyesh la'adam oy to'eles. A person has more, another to'eles from these limbs. V'hein avir oiva la'reya derech hakona. Air goes into the lungs via the windpipe. V'aloshin mashamesh leti'imas ha'macholim. The tongue also acts as a taste bud. V'gam oizel ha'aber es oichol. It also enables food and drink to go down into the throat, into the veshet, food pipe, whatever. Huh? Esophagus. That's the word I was looking for. V'hashinayim mishamshos leloyis es oichel. The teeth are also used besides as a speaking mechanism. You also need your teeth in order to chew the food. V'sasayim la'atzo es hamashke. The lips to hold the liquid in your mouth once you've drunk, it'll just fall out. And all the other limbs and orifices, whatever that we know, some of them we know what their purpose is, and some of them we don't. It's very interesting that you find dual purposes from the same organ. It's not simple. Hashem could have chosen some other way to chew your food without the teeth. Teeth are used for speech and for eating. And many things like this that you find. So, one of Rav Tetzer's books, he has an amazing, amazing piece there. He mentioned it, maybe in the Brochashir. Why Kabonis is a substitute for, why Tfil is a substitute for Kabonis. Makeshe. Kabonis is you take an emel, got some mikdash, you shecht it, and you bring a korban. We don't have that anymore. Get up and talk to Hashem. Why is that a substitute? So from this observation, we brought down the following idea. The kabonis is a musag of eating. The kabonis is, it's a kibyoch, what it means, Hashem eats the kabonis. Where does it take place? In the Beis Hamikdash, which is what's called where heaven kisses earth. Then if you notice, we do three things with our mouths. We eat, we speak, and we kiss. Now, it's not a coincidence that you happen to do those three things with the same organ. Hashem could have chosen, you could have eaten through your ear. It doesn't have to be through your mouth that you speak with and you kiss with. So there must be some commonality running through all these three things if they've been done with the same organ. So explains is what eating, speaking, and kissing does is it maintains connection. It's a chibur. It's a chibur, that's why it's in the middle, that's das. It's a chibur. That's why Yerushalayim is at the center of the universe, that's why the mouth's in the center of the body, because the center is always chibur, that's das. Let's see now. Excellent. So kissing is obvious why it's a chibur, right? It increases endearment, it increases in the relationship. Speaking also, you build a relationship, you get kosher. Eating keeps the neshama and the guf, mechubah, one to the other. If you stop eating, what happens? The neshama detaches itself from the body. That's called death. That's what death is. What is death? It's when the neshama leaves the... Not like the Minister of Health in South Africa, who recently said that the greatest cause of death in South Africa is people dying. That's what he said.
Well, give that guy a raise.
That's what he said. Official, on Mamish, in the public. In the public. That no one could have made up. Dobbin's not wrong. Dobbin's not wrong. That's not something made up as a joke. That had to be true. No one could have thought of such a joke. Mamish, that's what he said. It was headlined in the paper. That's what this idiot got up and said. The greatest cause of death in South Africa is people dying. Go argue with that. Is he wrong? Anyway, the greatest cause of death is the neshama detaching from the body. That happens when you don't eat. That's what keeps, by the way, the neshama, Hashem, mechubah to the world, is the kabbonis which we bring on the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why when you don't have kabbonis, the only way to keep your kesher going with Hashem is to talk to you. And it's all done with the same organ. Isn't that gorgeous? So that's this idea here as well. If you're using your teeth for speech and for chewing, you see the same idea again. The chewing of the food which your teeth does is part of that chibur of eating. And it's also what enables you to be able to speak, etc., etc., etc. So you have to try, not all of them are so clear. Why do I breathe through the windpipe and also speak through the windpipe? I think it's got something to do with, again, with the chibur. If you stop breathing, that's another way of detaching the... That's another great cause of dying, is if you stop breathing. Should let him know. Maybe next speech he could come up with a chiddush. You know, when you die, you stop breathing. That might be a chiddush for him as well.
And people that are on a madrega die through a neshika from a kaddish.
Oh! That's another dimension. The neshika is also what takes away the chibur. Moshe Rabbeinu died and misses neshika. Hashem gives you a kiss and Moshe leaves.
That it also makes a chibur. It's bringing him to a kaddish bar.
It's not. It looks, yeah, where it's right. Detaching the chibur, but ultimately that detachment is creating a bigger chibur somewhere else.
Very good.
Oh, so we're starting to think.
Very good. Excellent.
Excellent. That's what happened by Hasina. Not the neshamas. The neshamas fled forward to mechaber to Hashem and say Hashem. The bodies got shot back. Not that the bodies got shot back, so the neshamas got left. The neshamas shot forward, so the body went right. The neshamas couldn't stay in the goof when they saw the ultimate reality being exposed to them again. They just. The Ramchal in Adi Bamaram says that if a person would hear the music that the planets play, apparently the planets play music. Each planet has a different seven notes on the musical scale, maybe the seven planets, but there's a big orchestra going on in Shemayim, the Ramchal says. If you could hear it, he said your neshama would leave your guf. From the sheer beauty of that music, your neshama couldn't stay in the guf anymore. I don't know, that's what he writes, I don't know what no one is talking about. The music they play today also wants to make your neshama leave your guf. It's for other reasons. Chasana today also is Samaya Chosin Vakala when you're being abused. Okay. Yep. There'll be 10 colors in the rainbow as well, it says. Va'achakach his brain and achi. I don't know why sometimes he calls us his brother and sometimes he doesn't. And there's a reason, there's a rishon. If he decided to call you achi, it's not stub. There's a rishon. Four koiches, we'll see what they are now, that are in the goof and with what they function. Let's see what he's talking about. Hakoyach HaMoyshech Hu HaMakabal Esa Oichel U'Mare Esa El HaKeiva. there's a koyach called Moishech. Moishech means to draw, to pull, which receives the food and moves it to the tummy. Hakoyach hamachazik, who ma'akev esoicho v'keiva, atshateva poyobo es pulosoi. There's a koyach of machzik that holds it in its place until teva, whatever teva ya means, is not Mother Nature. Teva, generally speaking, when the Rishonim use the word teva, they're talking about that aspect of Hashem called Elokim. But I don't know enough about the Mahalach of the Chovetz Chaim to say that too much. But it means teva, it means the things that happen naturally in your body. It means automatically, without you doing anything, that's called Elokim. Pilots pulosoi. While the food is sitting in the keva, so the natural functions that need to take place in order to break down the food, the enzymes, whatever has to happen, so it has to be magzik, otherwise it just will fall straight through. Hakoyach ha-ma'akel, gu-ha-ma'akel es-ha-oichel v'moitzel men es-ha-mezukach sheboi. It's called ma'akel, the digestive force, which digests the food and extracts from it whatever is mezukach sheboi. Mafido miapsoilus shaimbo toilus takes the psoilus, not the mezukach, takes the psoilus that there's no benefit from. Umarvi oisel aguf, and now it distributes it through the entire guf. That's called the digestive force. Vakoyach hadoiche, and then there's the doiche, the pushing out force. Vadoiche sa psoilus shenishar achrei shekoyach hamakel mafri shemozel mashu tzeh. There's called waste matter, which needs to go out of the body. If it stays in the body, it's dangerous. And that's the koyach of doiche, which is what we celebrate every time we go to the bathroom. That's what Asher Yotze is basically celebrating, the fact you're able to go to the bathroom. There's some people that can't, you know, the chesed that is, go to the bathroom. Being able to get rid of that waste matter is a meidik chesed. So that's the four koyches that work and have to work in harmony with each other. If the ma'akel gets it wrong, then the doiche is going to push out good stuff instead of bad stuff. And a whole bunch of stuff taking place here. If the machzik doesn't hold on to it long enough, that's when a person, God forbid, has diarrhea or whatever. So then the machzik's not functioning properly, so then the body's not getting the nutrients it needs, you get dehydrated. Or any of these ones don't function properly or don't function together with each other, you're sitting with problems. Very interesting. Rav Simcha Wasserman once asked, we know that Hashem was mistakel b'oraisa b'oralomoi. It means everything in the world has a source in Torah. He asked, what's the source in Torah for waste matter? What's the waste matter of Torah? Well, there's no waste matter in Torah. Every word is gechesh, but every drop of ink is perfectly needed and essential. Where's waste matter in Torah? That's not the makor.
No, it's
teva. No, that there was waste matter, we understand. But what's the makor in teva for that? Where do you see the source of waste matter in teva? So he said it's wrong pshat.
What's your question?
It's wrong pshat, that's what he said. He said, and that's the Christian. He said, that's Christianity. Christianity is wrong pshat. They have the Torah, but they've just got wrong pshat. That's what it says, Chazal, the Gemara says, what's Yoshka doing? He's Gehenna boiling in a pot of excrement. So he said, that's why, because the core of who he was wrong pshat. That's how far wrong pshat can take you. And a rely, whatever, from the Gemara in Makkos. Anyway, very interesting. But he said, that's the... When you get wrong pshat, not that when we're learning, we always get wrong pshat. Not that. When you get wrong pshat, but you hold that pshat, supposed to get wrong pshat. The Gemara says, you have to get it wrong before you can get it right. If you get right pshat first off, then you're not going to stay. You have to get it wrong, you have to rebuild it. That's all of Talmud Bavli's book of that Yisod. He's taking that which is mubul bal and reconstructing it. Aval, that's what he said. He says, the founder of Christianity is in Gehenna, and he's boiling in a pot of excrement. It says Bilam's boiling in a pot of sea. Well, whatever that means. I don't know what all eternity means by a Jew.
Okay, for a day.
No. Bilam, yeah, Bilam. The one starts with Rinda Miller about Hitler Yamach Shmoy, whether his Gehenna will be forever. So he said it has to be, and I'll bring you a proof. He said, my Gan Eden is forever. And a part of my Gan Eden is watching Hitler and Machshavei suffering in Gehenna. So he's going to have to be there forever. We've got Rico Miller to say such a thing. That's what he said. He discusses it, by the way. You don't see that tochokah in Klal Yisrael. It's against the Malachim. Klal Yisrael sang Shira. You'll only sing Shira when your enemies are captured and beaten and downtrodden. Not with the inter suffering they're going through, but for the Yeshua. The fact that Hitler's sitting there suffering is a simon of our Yeshua. That's more or less how he... That's why I'm allowed to celebrate that forever and ever. That's part of my Gan Eden. Ray Kaitzad Mismonu Koiches Elo Laguf Kedai Leshama Shoiz Vepulu Shoiz Vetovose Vaguf Toime Lechatsa HaMelech Sheesh Pavadim Upekidim HaMamunim Obeisoi. The Guf is like the courtyard of the king that has in it many servants and clerks and workers that are appointed and that rule over the house. Pekid Echad Mamunu Lekabal Ismashi Mubu Letzakei Avadim Lagishes Gizba HaMelech. One pekid there, he's in charge of receiving the goods that come in that the avodim need, and to report to the treasurer of the melech what's coming in. He has to receive it and then keep it in the storehouse. He has to keep it and make sure no one steals. To look after the storehouse. He has to prepare what's been stored. The chefs in the kitchen, whatever, la abadoi so la chshiroi, la chalakato la avodim, and he distributes it to the avodim. Vareviya tafkido le tateyes apsoilis le lichluk shebabayis loitzim emenu. Another guy, he's in charge of cleaning up and throwing it all away from it. He's in charge of garbage collection. So it's like in any business, in any home, you have the guys in charge of, you know, reception where the trucks come in. He counts and makes sure that whatever they say they're delivering whatever. He then sends it to the storekeeper, who stores it and makes sure that no one steals it and looks after it. Then the guy distributes it to whoever needs it, the guy's prepared it, whatever, then the guy gets rid of the, you know, the potato peels. Any home business, So that's what the goof is. That's a marshal for what the goof's doing. It has these four different categories of servants who are serving serving ultimately the person by taking care of these four sections of the business. Next week we'll start with the Koiches HaNefesh. He's going to start discussing. But this doesn't work automatically in coming here for half an hour and listening to me translating, not very well.